Defender, our new weekly e-guide, gives you all the BBC has to offer direct to your inbox. Programmes, information and discussions are at your fingertips. Sign up at bbcworldservice.com/e-guide.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and it is going to be a fantastic show today. Susan Powder is on the show now. You probably remember Susan from her fabulous infomercials, fitness and inspiration. Stop the insanity. She is here to talk to you, to answer your questions, to talk about health, fitness, feeling good, and getting into your body and taking good care of yourself. So I want to welcome Susan to the show right away. Hi, Susan.
How are you? So good to be here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show. First of all, you're on Twitter, Susan Powder.
I am so on Twitter, it's not even funny, because 100 plus characters really works for me.
Awesome. I have a hard time keeping down to that, but it's a challenge. I have to edit myself.
No, I'm not here to talk about Twitter, but I must say that out of all the social mediums, it's stunning how fast and pervasively Twitter has penetrated. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's an amazing thing that's going on. But yes, I'm on Twitter, and everyone come and tweet with me.
Awesome. And you're also online, SusanPowderOnline.com.
I've had a website that is the only reason I came back to work, actually. I've been gone for the last 10 years raising my last son, and watching everything I do change dramatically, because everything has just changed so dramatically from in the 90s, when Stop the Insanity was the decade of the 90s. And the SusanPowderOnline.com is the reason I came back to work, because everything is a blog and a blog is everything. So I do live blogs and talk about wellness and talk about actually the only thing that matters, which happens to be wellness.
Awesome. And so this show is about spirituality, and my view of spirituality is that everything is spiritual. And one of the biggest things, I mean, you can be in your head and you can be meditating, but if your body doesn't feel good, if it's not functioning properly, if you're 100 to 200 pounds overweight, or even 50 pounds overweight, things aren't happening the way they should in your body. And it's really difficult to be spiritual when you're feeling that way.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons, and you and I, you know, have been tweeting back and forth. I think that you genuinely understand the message that I've been talking about for over 25 years, and it's not an opinion. It's not my opinion. The fact of the matter is, one of the biggest detours in the history of the world is this spiritual ridiculousness, and it makes me want to stand up and scream out loud 50 times a day, because your body is what houses your spirit. So if your house is putrid and poisoned and polluted, that is going to affect your spirit. And I have a thing, because I'm kind of like a bull in a china shop. My energy is very young and very strong and very, I'm a single mother of three children. I've been working since I can remember. I'm a woman in a world that equality isn't even a consideration yet, nowhere near it. So that aggression usually is not what connotates spirituality. However, spiritual is in the body that you are in. So if you believe that you are or want to be, or that's a goal of yours, you cannot attain any enlightened anything if the house that houses your spirit is polluted. You just can't. It affects.
Definitely. And one of the things that happens when people are unfit, and I know this myself because I've struggled, with fitness and health and whatnot, is that pain can happen in the body. And when you're experiencing, and that's not just if you're overweight, pain can happen for a variety of reasons. But when you're experiencing pain, I mean, there are things you can do to kind of ignore it or meditate or whatever, but it's hard to get past that pain. And, you know, there are people out there a lot of people living constantly every day with chronic pain. And when you've got that shadowing over your entire life, it's really hard to live in the present moment and be all that you can be.
Well, you know, I have spent the last 25 years surrounded by many experts in the fields of many things. And I know when it comes to spirituality, there is a romance around it. There's a suggestion that you could go off on a pilgrimage and there you are, which is my point exactly. Wherever you go, there you are. So if you go, I mean, you could be on the top of the bloody Himalayas with the best spiritual teachers in the world, and if you're trying to pass a kidney stone, you're trying to pass a kidney stone. That's just the way it goes. And disease is the greatest common denominator. It is the blog I did, and everyone listening should always go to SusanPowderOnline.com because I do blogs about this stuff all the time. The blog I just did is all about that. The bottom line is, You, it starts with you. So let's start with what you means to every human being. You is the body you live in, certainly. But above and beyond that, the largest detour in the history of the world is the separation of the body and mind. It's the decapitation of millions of people, billions of people. Because the industries, the AMA particularly, have spent billions of dollars to fraction and separate and sever. That's why they have a kidney specialist for kidneys and a lung specialist for lungs and a psychiatrist for your brain. None of them are disconnected. Everything is interconnected. Now, all these spiritual people live in that and pretend to use that thought, but they don't apply it to themselves. If everything is interconnected and you're eating refined white sugar by the handful and poisoning your body, that is going to be interconnected with your spirit and that journey, whatever that may be. So, you know, your internal organs, let's just talk about the biology of it, your internal organs are where all this stuff come from. I mean, you know, when your heart stops, you pretty much realize how important certain organs are and certain muscles are and certain things are. And one of the organs is your brain. It's a 3-pound organ sandwiched in between your skull. Everything comes from there. All feeling comes from your brain. All creativity, all sexuality, all spirituality, it comes from a 3-pound organ in your head. So that organ is affected by the foods you eat, by the oxygenated blood you do or don't have, by the lean muscle mass you have or haven't built. That organ functions properly to its capacity or like a slug, the same way your kidneys do, the same way your gallbladder gets affected, the same. Internal organs are affected by your lifestyle, period, the end. I mean, nobody would be stupid enough to argue with that in this day and age.
I totally agree, and it's the we're starting, I think, to move into the mind-body connection, and to some people are to realize that it's not separate. It's your mind isn't one thing, and your body one thing, and your soul another thing, and your organs and separate. It's all together, and it needs to all work together as a single unit.
Well, every time I've ever, and I've sat in debates and seminars, and I mean, I've worked with the biggest in the industry. I have, and the discussion just continues. It loops around. I think the closer the consumer gets to interconnecting everything, the more the push is by the industries that profit from the disconnection, the bigger the push. Like, this is not an individual problem. These are huge institutions that profit greatly from the war of people being disconnected. These are huge institutions. The pharmaceutical boys, the AMA, you know, the insurance industry, the FDA, all the governing agencies. It's certainly in America, certainly. And the All-American lifestyle is one of the biggest problems. So the fact of the matter is, as soon as consumers start to make the connection, the industries swoop in with another billion-dollar ad campaign to convince you the difference. The reason that there is so much, the target marketing of disconnecting people is because of the power of being connected. The disconnection is very profitable, and that's where my seventh book is called The Politics of Stupid, and everyone with a brain in their head needs to read it, and I mean it, and you can only get it on SusanPowderOnline.com. So you can't go to a store and get this book. You have to get it from me. So, and what the title is very clear, The Politics of Stupid. I have met hundreds and thousands of, I can't even tell you how many people over the last 20 years. They're not stupid people. They're not stupid. I meet the most wonderful people on earth, and they have not made the most basic connections. And when they make them, when that lightning bolt goes off in their brain, the power of that is the movement. That's what all movements are. All revolutionary movements are when the masses go, holy shit, I didn't know that. That's when it's powerful. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why all the focus is on disconnecting. There is nobody... It makes me, the therapeutic community, completely and absolutely. You cannot treat anyone for depression if you are not telling them to get oxygen into their body, first and foremost. As in, first and foremost, before you discuss your childhood, before you go into years of therapy, before you get on Prozac and every other damn antidepressant drug, let's go for a walk, because oxygen has more to do with the brain, way your brain is functioning, than almost anything. And if you don't believe me, hold your breath for 5 minutes and see how well you're feeling.
That's a good point. And I think I can attest to this, because I do experience depression myself, and I talk about it openly on the show. And when I am exercising, that's when I feel my best. And that is when it's when I start, because depression is kind of that cycle. You don't have the energy to go out, so you stay home, you don't exercise, and then you feel worse.
Well, it's interesting. I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 Pacific time. The show I did last Tuesday, which is downloadable, anyone can go and just go and get the show. I did the whole show on Tuesday about this depression thing. The two fastest selling drugs in the history of the pharmaceutical industry, and those idiots have quite a history. The two fastest selling drugs in their history are Viagra and Prozac. Guess who's getting what? The women are not getting the hard-on pills. That's not what's happening. Viagra and Prozac. So nothing has changed but the drug. My mother was handed Valium when I was 10 years old. I was in the room when her doctor gave her a prescription for Valium, and he said, have a glass of wine with your Valium. Now, he didn't mention that she had just had an unnecessary hysterectomy at 38, one of the millions of women. She went into surgically induced menopause. Nobody even said the word menopause. And they gave her Valium, which is one of the worst addictions on earth, and told her to have a glass of wine with her Valium. Now women are getting Prozac. Nothing has changed but the drugs. Women are still being drugged. Like, not to say that it's not, not to say there is not such a thing as a chemical imbalance, but nobody can talk about the chemical imbalance of depression unless they are talking about whether or not you're eating refined white sugar, refined white flour, every preservative, every chemical, every red dye number, whatever. They are poisons to the human body. And if you're ingesting poison, it is going to affect your brain chemistry. Period. The end, people.
And Susan, I've talked briefly about this on the show before, but it's interesting that you mentioned drugs, because in pharmaceutical studies, they do the double-blind study with the placebo and the real drug.
Yeah.
And the actual difference in effect between this placebo effect and the real drug is not very strong. There's not like a 50% difference. 50% of the people using the drug had better effects.
So what you're saying is it's not a significant difference.
It's not significant enough.
And here's the debate. Let's go. To go into that. People could. They do that. That's where everyone is. These institutions set up detours. The institutions that profit from the war of killing millions of people. The AMA is under that big banner. They keep people in the loop of whether or not it makes a difference. Here's what I spent a whole radio show on a couple of days ago. It doesn't matter if you believe if you believe you were born with some chemical imbalance that has made you clinically depressed, or you believe that you're bipolar, that's fine. That, like, everyone is now. Everyone is. You have to at least include this. Everyone listening, listen to me. There is no way you can be treated by anyone without also including that they are writing these scripts like candy. They're handing them out like candy. So everyone knows it. You walk in, they go, oh, here, why don't you have an antidepressant? When we live in a world where that is the norm, that is an effect you have to be careful of. Then, if you are being treated by any healer and they are not talking about your lifestyle, here is a fact. It is not my opinion. 85% of all disease, from cancer to depression, can be directly attributed to lifestyle. 85%. Now, that's more than 50% control. Which means if you manage your 85%, your other whatever percentage that leaves you, I don't know, I don't do math, 25%, who cares, is much less a factor than that 85%. That's a smaller percentage that would be genetic, a much smaller percentage that would be some big trauma. I personally have watched in my family two women get killed by these healers. I've watched it. I've watched it happen. I have seen the end result of 35 years on antidepressants. And when I tell you vegetable is the only description of what they have left this human being, that would be my sister, with, she's a vegetable. And what I said to her is, after 35 years of therapy on your medications that you believe so strongly in, why aren't you in better shape? You look like shit. You look terrible. You can't function anymore. You're on 14 medications a day, and you're enraged. I don't understand how this has helped. I've watched it personally, and in my business, I've seen it. The end result of these pills is never good. The end result is not you get stronger and you get better. So what I'm talking about, I don't care what people do. What I'm saying is don't be stupid. What I'm saying is be a thinking consumer and know that we are in a culture where as soon as they hear a woman has that, you're depressed. And as I've said over and over again, if you are not depressed looking at the state of this world, then you're either dead, you are lying through your teeth, you're in total denial, or you're just, I don't know what. Because anybody would be depressed looking around. Look at the state of the world, for God's sake.
Well, it's time now to take a break, and we'll leave it at that note. We'll be back with more of Susan Powder here on Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul, in about 1 minute. So if you want to get on the air and ask Susan a question, the number to call right now, you've got about a minute to get your phone call in, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, or you can email spiritualshow@gmail.com and I'll pass your question on. Again, that number is 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more Synchronicity and more Susan Powder after this.
Oh, hi. I'm Hollywood Steve. You've caught me organizing my daytimer. On August 28th, 12 bands will grace the Biltmore stage to reinvent really smooth music. Shay New presents Smooth Sailing.
On August 28th, come down to the Biltmore to hear Red Cedar, Apollo Ghosts, Jody Glenham, Boogie Monster, The Gref Band, Roll Mock, Kidnapping, Valerie Graham, Fine Mist, The Oz, Beelines, MT40. These 12 bands will be performing their interpretations of smooth music and yacht rock hits by the likes of Kenny Loggins, Hall & Oates, Toto, Chicago. The list goes on and on. Tickets are available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Zulu. Visit smoothmusic.ca for more information.
Smooth Sailing. Yamo better be there.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You might be listening on 101.9 FM, or you could be online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, or on rebroadcast at EmpowerRadio.com. And you can find me, my website is SpiritualShow.com, and we have a caller on the line here, too. Hi, Susan, welcome back to the show. And caller, what's your question?
Hi there, my name's Leslie. Susan, I loved your book, Stop the Insanity, way back when. I just really... I really enjoyed reading it, and I'm so happy. And then seeing what you did with alcohol, and I'm just very, and now I'm looking at your website, your Susan Powder Online website. I'm really happy for you. It really looks like you're just continuing to...
First of all, I can barely... Did you say Leslie?
Yes.
Okay, I love your energy. I can so barely hear you, but here's what I picked up. First of all, the fact that you know sober and staying that way, I'm so grateful that you know, because I wrote that book not for any big ratings, believe me. I wrote that book for everyone. Oh, I'm so thrilled you know that book. And thank you, because it took... And I'm going to tell you, Leslie, because again, I can barely hear you... I left for 10 years because I was so disgusted with the industries. I was so disgusted with all the book publishers and the video people and the agents and the managers. And in my new book, The Politics of Stupid, I literally tell the story of Stop the Insanity. And I left for 10 years to raise my last baby. And I waited for 10 years for the internet, for exactly what I just barely heard you say, which is, you heard this radio show, and now you're online, and you're looking at my site, and you can see live blogs. That is the sexiest thing on earth to me, Leslie. I love that.
Well, your website looks beautiful, and I like what you're doing, and I really did. You know, you have such energy, and so I guess my question is, will you tell us more about Susan Powder Online and where you are now with fitness and food? Like, what I see, eat, breathe, move, think.
That's so hot, Leslie. First of all, thank you so much for calling in. Everyone call in. You can ask me, just call in, would you, and we can talk. And Leslie, I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful that you asked that, because wellness is it never changes. It never changes. There's only one way on the planet Earth to change the way you look and feel. You have to eat, breathe, move, and think. Period. The end. I'm 52 years old now. I am fitter than I've ever been. I know it works because I lost 130 pounds and never found it again, which means I have solved the problems of overfat and unfit, as in solved, as in done, as in there's a solution. Over, done. So that should be the biggest news ever. Like, everyone should be doing nothing but talking about that, not just based on overfat and unfit, based on energy, based on strength, based on whole. Did you know this? There's an amazing thing. You can be as lean, as strong, as healthy, as well as you want to be. You can have 85% control of the way you look and feel every day. You can have 85% control of all diseases. That should, people should be dancing naked in the street with banners talking about that. Note, they're not. Note, the industries are bombarding people with the same old crap. So I decided, Leslie and everyone, to come back to work after 10 years only because of the internet, because I can get directly to people now, and they can get directly to me because of shows like this. This is the truth. Because back in the day, there was only 3 stations that controlled everything. People don't even remember 6 years ago the internet didn't have this power. People don't even remember it. The bottom line is, now the message can get out directly. Eat, breathe, move, and think is the message. However, within those 4 categories, there's so many details of how to manage it every day. That's why I get to, on my website, SusanPowderOnline.com, I do blogs about everything. I do blogs about everything to explain how to live it. It's so simple, and it's the best investment anyone will ever make in them. Make the investment in you, and then you can run around changing the bloody world. Mm. That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Leslie. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah, I love Leslie's energy.
Thank you, Susan. I love yours, too. And so, Marie, I'm so glad that you have this show. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, honey. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, that's
bye.
So hot. And everyone call in, because we can talk about everything. And we have the privilege of doing that on shows like this. And believe me when I tell you, people, I mean, I know I sound like, you know, ancient, but it's true. Back in the day, that's why I left radio, because Clear Channel, I walked away. I had my own radio show forever, and I walked away because you couldn't do anything without being controlled. You couldn't even do an interview that wasn't paid. There was no radio anymore.
Well, and now online, and you have Blog Talk Radio, you have your own show. So again, Tuesday evenings?
By the way, I thought we were doing internet radio. I didn't know. You know, I don't know these details. That's why I just cussed before, so I'm sure they bleeped
okay.
me
it's,
out.
It's a university station.
Anybody can go to blogtalkradio.com. It's Tuesday nights from 7 to 8:30 Pacific time. And if you can't make it Tuesday night live, you can go download them. That's why I do Blog Talk. You can download every show I do. And it's hot, and they're there for you. Walk around with your iPods and listen to what I talk about. We do the most amazing shows ever. Ever on every subject under the sun. And guess what? Not a soul tells me what to do or what to say, which is the only reason I came back to work. I left because of the censorship. That's why I left. I went to an island and had another baby and read Virginia Woolf and walked around naked in garden. That's what I did for 10 years, basically.
Awesome. Well, I want to ask you about your lifestyle exchange program, but we've got another caller here. So, hi, caller.
Hi. Calling in. My name's Gavin, and I wanted to I've become a vegan, and I wanted to get her thoughts on that.
Oh, Gavin. First of all, Gavin's a very sexy name. It's a good name. I would have named one of my sons Gavin. it's really interesting because for years and years and years, vegan is hot. Vegan is sexy. There's not much better than vegan. Come on, people. I mean, let's just say it. And it has nothing to do with the personal thing. I've said many, many, many times, I would have shot my dog and made a purse out of it if it barked loud. I don't care. I'm not talking about animal rights here. I care about everything's rights. It's not a thing with animals. If you eat commercial meat, certainly in the United States, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And you've never seen television in your life, because there have been for years the segments of the putrid meat and the filthy, you know, conditions and the de-beaking of chickens and 80,000 birds being processed a day, and you know, the YouTube horror shows where you see the diseased cattle being pushed into the, it's horrifying. I mean, look at Food Inc. Go look at Our Daily Bread. Go and look. I mean, you haven't read a thing or seen a thing if you're still eating commercial meat, and billions of people are. So vegan is sexy, and vegan is hot, and vegan is revolutionary, because for years, I can remember when physicians would almost put you in jail for even considering not eating meat or dairy. And the two, I mean, dairy is disgusting. That's like the grossest thing ever. So vegan is a stand. Vegan is revolutionary. And vegan is real. And it's so healthy and so beautiful and so grains, beans, fruits, and veggies and so of the earth. And it's sexy. But as recently as 7 years ago, when I said homeopathy 15 years ago, they thought it was a sexual preference. You have no idea what I was up against 20 years ago. You have no idea. I raised my babies macrobiotically 26 years ago in Dallas, Texas. It was illegal. You don't even know what I was up against. So the options are the most important thing. And if you have a farm and your beautiful grain-fed cows are there and you're slaughtering them and you're doing your thing and you've got your fresh meat and that's the way you live, that's great. That's groovy. But if you're eating the mass-manufactured food, commercially mass-manufactured food, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I mean, listen, and thank you for calling, Gavin. It's not even a matter. This is what people don't understand. It isn't a matter of a singular effect. And you understand this. If you want to talk about spirit, it is a ripple effect. By refusing to participate in those systems will change. That's the only way those systems will change, is when you hit them in the pocketbook. The only thing these companies give a crap about is their profit and loss. They don't care about our health. That has been proven over and over again. So when the consumer starts acting like it and saying, no, I'm not going to buy your putrid meat because I already know it's putrid. I don't need you to tell me it is or it isn't. I've seen a John Stossel segment. If anybody has ever seen 2020, 50 years ago, you know about the conditions, the manufacturing conditions. And indigenous farming is gone. It's gone forever. It's gone. It's over. You know, when I went to Paris with my son, yeah, I ate meat. Because the chef, the chef's brother raised the whatever, I don't know, free roaming, who gives a crap. And I ate a tiny bit of it, and we had a lovely bit of meat. Would I ever sit down to a hamburger? Ever? In this country? Ever? Never. Never.
All right. Well, there it is on veganism. Very passionate. Thank you, Susan, for answering that question. And thanks to Gavin for calling in. I have another question that came in through email, and someone has called in to ask you about your opinion on the effects of antidepressants. Her 8-year-old son is on Risperdal for anxiety. She wants to know if you have any alternative suggestions.
Yes, I do. What's her name?
Jill.
Jill, listen to me. Jill, listen to me. I'm a mother of three. There's nobody I respect more than mothers. There isn't. You know, I revere you. I revere you. Do you hear me, Jill? But this is insane what you're doing. You don't put an 8-year-old on medications like this that affect every organ in their body, that affect their. This is not a judgment, Jill. You need to listen to me. If your kid is eating any refined white sugar or refined white flour, any. Did you hear me? I said any. If your kid is eating one preservative, if your kid is eating any colorings, flavorings, dyes, any of that, until you get your child off of all that first, then you have to look into food allergies, then you have to look into environmental allergies. And by environmental allergies, people, if you are spraying your countertops with the poison they say cleans, if you're sticking those disgusting air fresheners that are like bright red, fluorescent, bright green gels, if you're living around those poisons. So the first thing you do is get them off the obvious. Refined white sugar, refined white flour, and refined white men are directly connected, people, especially the refined white men in all the refined white houses, in all the governments all over the world that are passing laws based on the lobbies that fund them. It's not for your child's health. You cannot, not to mention you have put it in your kid's brain that there's something wrong with them. It's not a judgment. Mothers are overwhelmed. They're not paid at all. Forget underpaid. They're not paid at all. It is the most unbelievably overwhelming job on top of the 17 other jobs you do. I understand it. And then you always have the factors, and this is the problem. My next book is called Mothering, Menopause, and Madness. Okay? I am here to tell you that, especially 8 years in, if you didn't do certain things in the beginning, you're pretty much screwed along the way because then you raise a kid that's, like, horribly impolite and gross. Then you add poisonous food. So there's so many things that may be in this mix, but the most important thing, there isn't a physician on earth that could say that an 8-year-old child that has behavioral issues is not affected by the foods I just mentioned. If they say that, fire your damn doctor and find somebody else who understands that 85% of what that kid is experiencing is what's going on in his or her lifestyle. So if you as the mother manage that lifestyle, meaning the toxic wastes they're living around and eating and ingesting, you cannot, anxiety at 8, are you kidding? You know what, if you're going to be anxious at 8, you're screwed by the time you're 30, because life should be bloody easy when you're 8. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And when something instinctively doesn't make sense like that, get away from it. That is a warning, mothers. That is a warning.
Fantastic. Thank you. Doctors right now are prescribing for ADHD. What is it, Ritalin? I mean, half the kids in America are on Ritalin.
They've been medicating kids. That's their newest market. Their newest market is the children. They love that. They love it. It's like the Catholic Church. They get you when you're young. Mm-hmm. They recruit you when you're sick. If you think you got a problem by the time you're 8, I'm telling you, by the time you're 20, you're convinced you have a disorder. That's what I watched it happen. My sister was treated when she 30 years ago when they were experimenting with Prozac. They convinced her there was something wrong, and now it's 15 pills a day. Yeah, I've watched it.
It's crazy and it's really upsetting to see what's happening. But I'm so thankful that there are people like you, Susan, who are out there spreading the message and educating people. It's time now for another break. So we'll be back with more of Susan Powder on Synchronicity in just a moment. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back in just a second.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Roses. Ska music, you make me dance all night.
Ska music, you're all right.
One, two.
I don't know, you're just a little bit.
Ska T, Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a Big Sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Welcome to the show. CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver is the station we're on, or you can listen online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, or empowerradio.com. And you can find my website with more details about the show at spiritualshow.com. We're talking with Susan Powder right now, and you can find her at susanpowderonline.com. Hi, Susan.
Hey, how are you? What lovely callers you have. Everyone call in. Let's chat. That's hot.
Yeah, it's awesome. And thank you guys for calling in, and thank you for the email questions as well. So before anyone else calls in, I want to ask you about your lifestyle exchange program, because you're changing lives with this program right now. So tell us more about it.
I have 7 books with Simon & Schuster, and I have 9 platinum-selling videos from back in the day, and 3, literally, they broke every record in the infomercial industry. That's what I did, and that's what I do. And all that is a way to get out information. I have not changed one iota. I have not matured. I am what I am. I always have been. And you know what? 52 years later, that's what it's going to be. Done deal. Now I got to take all the information that I know, and it's finally mine, as in nobody else. This is my program. And what I did, because of the internet and because of the opportunities we have now, I have what is the greatest program I've ever had. It's a lifestyle exchange program, because the only way to change the way you look and feel is to change a lifestyle that isn't working. So to exchange every lifestyle habit that doesn't work bit by bit happens now. You can only get it on SusanPowderOnline.com, and it's ridiculous. Quite honestly, it's ridiculous, because it's 13 videos. It's ridiculous. It's 13 videos, the politics are stupid, and you get a phone consultation with me. So it is a crazy, it's crazy. It's crazy what people get, because I own it now, because I operate it now, because I distribute it now. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be real. And so what's happening is this massive transformation is happening. People all over the world are getting this program. They're on the phone with me. They know exactly what the hell they're doing. And 90 days later, 3 months later, their whole lives are different. And it's true. It's true. You can transform your life in the course of this program, meaning you can get lean as you want to get. You can get strong. You can get healthy. Your body and your brain reconnect, and you change lifestyle habits that change your life forever. Mom, Jill, every mom out there, it affects the family. It affects the children. When mom starts living well, and a well lifestyle is just a part of your life, it is very effective, believe me when I say that. So, and only now. Oh, by the way, I didn't even think about this. There's a summer sale. It's really for real. I put this summer sale in effect that I keep going because people love it so much. I'm like, okay, I'll do it another week. Only for this next week it's going on. So get to the damn website and get the Lifestyle Exchange Program for real. It is it's been actually called the most revolutionary weight loss program on the market, and quite honestly it is. It took me 10 years, and I'm so proud. It's the work I'm the most proud of to date.
Fantastic. Well, Susan, a question that I've been wanting to ask you is, what was it that initially inspired you to take the consistent action that it takes to lose weight and get fit?
There is never a moment. This is one of the big sellers that the motivational people sell, and it's a lie. There's not a moment of change. Change doesn't happen in a moment. That's not how. I didn't say at 200. I was 260 pounds, living in Garland, Texas, which is a hellhole. I can tell you that. My ex-husband was sleeping with everything that moved, and I had a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. My first children are 11 months apart. And I was 260 pounds, and it was August, and it's 150 degrees on a good day in that place. There's nothing good about any of that. I didn't wake up one day at 260 pounds and say, hey, I think I'll lose 130 pounds and write 3 New York Times bestsellers. That's not how it works, and anyone who tells you that that's how it works is lying to you. My motivation was desperation. I hated being 250 pounds. I hated the way it looked. Everyone does. I hated the way it felt. Nobody says, oh, my God, I so want to be 260. Nobody says, oh, I want to be exhausted by 2 o'clock every afternoon. Nobody says, hey, I hope I'm at least a third of the way towards heart disease by the time I'm 35. That is not a goal of any human being. I've never met anyone who designs that in their life. So the fact of the matter is it's not intentional. I hated being the fat ex-wife. I hated bumping into his girlfriends and being the big fat wife carrying around the babies and, you know, being totally ignored. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I felt. I hated the exhaustion at every day. So I never said, I'm going to be a size 2, which is what I am. I never said that. I could no longer stand the feeling of being so tired at 2 o'clock every afternoon. So all I started to do was walk. I took a walk every day. All I did, I stopped eating everything white and creamy, and I took a walk. That's all I did. And a year later, and 10 years later, and 25 years later, I am a fitness expert because I did the work. And when I tell you, that's why I love the Lifestyle Exchange Program, for real. It teaches you how to daily change bad habits. How to daily change bad habits. How to change eat, breathe, move, and think every day. Just eat, breathe, move, and think every day. And what you do is you eventually, you know, the only truth, the most encapsulated universal truth I have heard is there is only one way to change bad habits. It's to replace them with better ones. And you get the end results that way. And then you get very selfish. Feeling good, you get very selfish when you start to feel good. Full of self. By the way, selfish is a very fine thing. Full of self. There's nothing. That's why they've labeled it negative. You should be full of self. Every day you wake up, if you're not full of self, who the hell else would you be full of? Full of self is very, very, very good. You get very selfish with energy. You get very selfish with feeling good. You get very selfish with your time that creates that. You get very selfish with that, as well you should, because it is directly connected to your life.
Wonderful. I'm speechless as far as that. I totally agree. And thank you so much for sharing that. You're so inspiring. And that's one of the things that you have done for a lot of people is you've inspired them to take action in their lives, and you're continuing to do that on your website, susanpowderonline.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out. Now, I wanted to ask you also, the last time I saw you on TV was on The Simple Life Goes to Camp, and you were doing a group. Now, is that something that you regularly do, or was that just for fun for the show?
I haven't done TV in a long time for many reasons. For many reasons. And the producers of The Simple Life called me because I knew the guy, and they, you know, said, you want to go in the woods with Nicole in Paris for a week? Who the hell's going to say no to that? Actually, it was an amazing experience. And I did the Today Show. I did the Today Show and almost lost my mind. I just can't do those ridiculous segments. I just can't. You know, the new television is the internet. As a matter of fact, I'm shooting my own reality show. I'm just shooting it myself, and I'm going to put it on my online. And anybody who wants to see it can come see it. We don't need all these stodgy producers anymore, and all these. You know, nobody stands that way. Nobody talks that way. It's so phony. And then one of the things that I have always done, I never. Never consider myself an inspiration. I never have called myself a guru. I am a housewife who figured something out, and I started talking to other housewives. That's the power of this. The power of this has always been, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth as I find it out. I'm like, oh my God, you wouldn't believe this. And what I've always had surrounding this, internationally and with millions of people, is women are so powerful and so magnificent, and really smart men. The only people that have ever been around Stop the Insanity or me are very smart men. Gay boys, always, and very smart men. The rest of them can go. I don't care about them. I don't ask them. I'm not interested in any of them. And the reason that it is inspiring is because women, the most powerful consumer market in the world, certainly in America, in the world, women. When women start acting like it, when mothers start mothering for real, standing up and saying, you are not going to do this to my soil and my air and my water and my children and my plants. When women start acting like it, we got a chance in hell, and that is the truth. So this has always been storytelling. This is the ancient art of storytelling. And that's why it's inspiring. It's not me. It's not me. I don't care. I'm unabashed because I'm not asking anyone's permission 52 years later. Screw you. Why would I ask anyone's permission? I'm a citizen of this world. I've birthed children. I've run a home for 26 years. How dare you tell me I don't have a right to an opinion? That's what's contagious. Do you get it?
Definitely, definitely. And the power of the internet. I love that you're doing an online reality show. And we have another question. If you want to get on the air and ask Susan Powder a question right now, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Now, Nicholas has asked a question. What is your spirituality and what path do you recommend for people?
Despise all patriarchal religion. That would be every religion, because none of them are women-based religions. Matriarchal religion has been bombed and killed and slaughtered 5,000 years ago. I don't believe any religion that has obliterated one half of the, more than one, women are more than one half of the human race. I do not recognize any religion, any document, any Bible, anything that has obliterated more than half of the world's population, because it is imbalanced. See, this is the thing that bothers me about spirituality. Imbalanced is imbalance any way you look at it. We have not transcribed and interpreted and laid the law down for any religion, so they're all wrong. There isn't one that's right, because they're all imbalanced. My religion is vaginal, actually. My religion is the earth. My religion is blood. My religion is the cycle of life. My religion is the trees and the flowers and the sun that comes up and the moon that continues to come and do whatever the moon does. My religion is the earth, the mother. That's the religion, and it's not under any banner of anyone. My religion is the mother, period, the end. And that is the only religion, because it isn't a religion. And everything else is completely imbalanced, because it has obliterated more than one half of the world's population. And it makes me insane to see these women holding up these institutions, because without the slave labor of women, none of these religions could survive. None of them. If every woman walked away from cleaning the church pews and taking care of their poor, Dorothea Day said it brilliantly, and she was a brilliant woman. She said, when I take care of your poor, I'm a saint. When I ask why they're poor, I'm a communist. That's all that needs to be said.
Wow.
And Mary Daly says, if you stop cleaning their pews and walk away, their institutions will crumble. Every single institution is held up by the slave labor of women. And if they walk away and take their own power, all of those institutions will crumble. And by the way, that goes for the fast food boys, too. It's not rich men in suits driving through those drive-thrus, people. If one day, 24 hours, if not one woman took their child to those poison factories, they would shut down in one day. One day it would take if every woman and child refused to go to any fast food restaurant. They would shut down in a day. Do you understand that? They would crumble. They won't do it. Women won't take their power back. They won't do it. There's the only chance. So I don't have a religion, because religion, look at religion. It's war. It's control. It's land ownership. It's slavery. It's inducing poverty. Look at religion. Who could say that they're a member of, I mean, that's like saying you're a member of the Nazi part. Like, are you kidding me? You can't say you're a good version of what. You have to at least claim the blood that is on the hand for every single one of them. Every single one of them. So no patriarchal religion is right, because it obliterates more than one half of the population's interpretations. So they're all wrong. And vaginal. My religion is vagina.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have one. I thank God you like it. Yeah, my religion is of the mother, period, the end.
Excellent. If you want to get on the air, we're talking with Susan Powder right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We've just got about 13 minutes left in the show. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, you better do it now. We're running out of time. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. Now, Susan, you do yoga practice. I've seen you in your videos, and I've heard you talking about it or read about you talking about it on Twitter. So how does yoga work in your life? How have you incorporated
it? Well, actually, we reclaimed it. It's really interesting. I do yoga online. When you go to SusanPowderOnline.com, you're going to be seeing I do live yoga in my living room, which is really hot. And I reclaimed yoga years ago because, again, there are no females on the mountaintop. We weren't allowed. You know, it's the same thing as the pulpit. We're not allowed to put a turban on and grow our beards out and have really long nails and stuff and sit there and levitate. We haven't been invited. So we reclaimed yoga years ago because originally it's a woman's movement. You just go back. If you look past before it was stolen. So I don't do the religion of yoga. I don't gong and pretend I'm spiritual and sit on a mountaintop. You know, I'm too busy raising kids to go sit in a mountaintop for 30 years. That's actually just a privilege that people who do nothing with themselves have. It's very attitude-y when you think about it. You know, the women are too busy actually doing the work. So, I run a home. I have children. I cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. I'm in Los Angeles right now, and yesterday I left town. What I did, let me tell you what my religion is. You want to know what spirituality is?
Yeah.
It's what I did before I left town, before I got on a plane. I cleaned a whole house. I was cleaning toilets, doing laundry, packing my stuff, getting my son ready to go to his friend's friend's house for 4 days while I'm in town doing some business. I made my other son, who was coming over to get some food, I filled the fridge with organic food because I love cooking and I love giving the gift of food to people. I filled the fridge. I packed this beautiful suitcase. I got all my work done. I got on a plane. That's my religion, is what I did before I got on a plane yesterday. So the yoga I do is a non-invasive movement. It's a beautiful, you will sweat blood with me, but the most important thing, every movement I do is for every fitness level. I don't care if you have never worked out a day in your life, get the Lifestyle Exchange Program. I don't care if you have a knee injury, a back injury, and a shoulder injury, get the Lifestyle Exchange Program. I don't care if you're 600 pounds, get the Lifestyle Exchange Program. And the same applies, by the way, if you're the fittest of the fit of the fit. That's why it's good. It is for all fitness levels and always has been. I've taught modification for 20 years. I don't care what you're doing. You're going to do it with me. You're going to do it with attitude. You're going to do it in perfect form. You're going to do it connect to your body. You're going to do it in the grace and glory that you were born to be in, and you're going to act like it until you are it. It's attitude, Sister Sledge. That's what it is. It's attitude.
Awesome. Well, we have, and again, it's SusanPowderOnline.com. You can check that out. It's the Lifestyle Exchange Program. And you can also get lots of free information on the website. You answer people's questions, and you've got your radio show on Blog Talk.
Yeah, no, I do nothing but, you know, that's why it's such a hot time. It's so amazing to be, it's just so amazing. I can answer anything. I answer the questions. I look at the comments. I do blogs based on what people want to talk about. Everything's live. Everything is real. I'm right here. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm right here. And in this day and age, we can get to that. There isn't anything else anybody should be talking about. The most vital ingredient in wellness is not food or liquid. You can go without both for quite a while. The most vital ingredient in wellness is the only thing you can't live without for more than 5 minutes, oxygen. And it is the only damn thing that is never talked about, ever. That is what makes it suspect. The silence. Look at where the silence is. Listen to the silence. Listen to the silence, and you'll know where all the power is.
So, Susan, you talk about oxygen a lot, and it is very important, and it makes me curious because there's another, I remember another infomercial woman in the 90s.
I know her well. Yeah, I know her well. No, she's insane.
Okay.
I met her in the halls of QVC. No, I'm not talking about that crap. No. When I say oxygen, I mean movement in oxygen every day, like for 30 minutes a day, every day. Like as part of your day, did I get my oxygen today? People say, did I get my, you know, fill in the blank? And oxygen is the most vital ingredient. That means you have to move in oxygen, which is the definition of aerobic. You have to do an activity to get oxygen into your blood, which feeds every cell and every muscle in your body. Work out with me on my Lifestyle Exchange Program, and you're not just sitting around breathing doing that. You're working your ass off, and that's literal. That is literal.
So, Susan, Jill has sent in a question through email. She wants to know if you recommend detoxing. Is it good or bad for you? There's a lot of detoxes on the market now. You take all these pills.
And was that Jill? Jill asked that?
Yes.
Okay, this is a fascinating question. I'm so glad you asked it, Jill. Listen to me. This is so obscene that people do these programs, especially this, oh, my God, this cayenne pepper. And Don't even ask me about the cider vinegar. The best detox on earth is oxygen. I just said it. The best detox on earth is to start by feeding every cell and every muscle in your body. You could be 500 pounds and go for a walk today, and you are beginning the best detox ever. The second best detox is building lean muscle mass, because lean muscle mass is metabolically the most active tissue in every human being's body. So if you have active tissue, you're kicking out toxins more effectively. That isn't a program, is it? That's just build lean muscle mass with me. Then the best detox you can do is stop putting poison in. Bit by bit, poison by poison, stop putting poison in. Now, no, that is the most powerful detox. The next most powerful detox is your body's largest ventilation system. Your body's largest ventilation system is sweating. So if you did those four things, those five things, you're doing the most powerful detox, and you're doing it every day. These programs, crazy, insane, just another load of crap. These, you can do all of this, and people who are toxic, like overfat, unfit, eating crappy food, exhausted, medicated, living in toxic environments, to detox on that level is dangerous, because you're going right back to the lifestyle. It's like getting liposuction and eating fat the next day. What the hell? No, the best detox is oxygen, refined white sugar, refined white flour, get rid of it. Chemicals, preservatives, poisons, get rid of it. Clean up your environment so you're not literally living around toxic waste. Sweat bullets every day with me. Just sweat, and oxygenate your blood and feed every cell and every muscle and build a little lean muscle mass, because that's the most active tissue in every human being's body, and that stuff goes a long way. And none of that requires some big cleansing system, does it?
Awesome. So get moving every day and check out SusanPowderOnline.com to get inspired. It's awesome. I love watching your videos on YouTube.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, because it's really the truth. And I just want to say to all your listeners, there is nothing magical about this. You do not, you are not alone. The good news is, if you are over fat, unfit, not thrilled with the way you look and feel, tired, you know, disconnected from your body, not passionate anymore, not all creativity, all sexuality, all spirituality, all everything comes from a 3-pound organ in your head. That organ is directly connected to the blood that is either oxygen rich or not, lean muscle mass that's either there or not, cardio endurance and strength that is strong and active, and what you're putting in every day. That affects you more than whatever the hell happened in your childhood, whatever was going on 20 years ago. It doesn't matter. You have all the control. And it is a matter of eat, breathe, move, and think, and learning what that means, and slowly and properly, one lifestyle habit at a time, replacing lifestyle habits that don't get you the end result you want for a style of life that works. Lean, strong, healthy, and well works. Full stop.
Excellent. Well, we have one last caller on the line, about 5 minutes left in the show. So, hi, caller. What's your question for Susan?
Hi. I don't know if just taking a walk every day would really work. I mean,
I can't hear a word this young woman is saying.
She said she doesn't know if just taking a walk every day would really work.
No, I didn't say just taking a walk every day, honey. What I said is sweat bullets. What I said is oxygenate every cell and every muscle in your body. What I said is build lean muscle mass. Eat really good food, whole, real foods. Reconnect with your brain and body. Activate your heart-lung system. Activate. That's very different. I started wellness by taking a walk every day, back in the day. I don't just take a walk every day. That's not what I do. Not at all. And and that's not what my lifestyle exchange program is. It's 13 exercise classes. It's aggressive cross-training. It's for all different fitness levels, from the fittest of the fit to new to fit. It's a program, absolutely. But by the way, if you're not taking a walk, it's the best step you can take. Get out and take a walk and see how you feel at the end of it. For real.
Okay, thanks.
I can't hear a word. I don't even know who I'm talking
to. She said thank you. It was very, very quiet. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for that question. And it's true. I mean, taking a walk every day isn't enough if you're 140 pounds. And I mean, but if you're sitting on your butt doing nothing and you're depressed.
And so, listen, it's not and I'm going to use that caller. I didn't hear a word she said, but that's an example of how things can be reduced. That's not what was said, number one. But number two, it also is true. If you're, and it's interesting you said 140, which for most people is incredibly fit compared to what's going on. If you never get out and take a walk, taking a walk every day can be one of the most beautiful experiences of your day. If you are surrounded by lush, beautiful, natural, sometimes it's that moment in a walk. The other day I took a walk and had a realization that was stunningly connected to eternity. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Something dawned on me while I was just walking. Sometimes taking a walk can just be that moment where you, but did I say that taking a walk can get you fit if you're 250 pounds and eating bags of sugar every day? No, it ain't going to be enough, sister. It just ain't going to be enough. But that's not the point. The point is, if you're not, do it. And the point is, you will never exercise with me and say at the end of that hour, damn it, I wish I didn't do that. What a waste of my... You will never exercise with me and say, that was a waste of my time. You will always take that deep, beautiful breath of, oh, thank God. And then you do it again the next day and do it again the next day. You wake up 3 months in and all of a sudden you've got a very different lifestyle, and that will give you very different end results. That's what a lifestyle exchange program is about.
Well, Susan, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. In about 2 minutes, Scotty's Scenic Drive is going to be up here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So, Susan, is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with that I haven't asked about?
Well, first of all, the privilege of your show. Thank you, because we can now get real information out, and you don't even know, because I'm back in the day, we couldn't do this. So I'm very, very grateful for you and your show and the fact that we can actually have a real discussion. And everybody listening who believes for a second that you are alone in this, in being disconnected, in your lifestyle feeling and looking like a mess, in your body and brain, you know, not looking and feeling the way, you're not, believe me, you're not alone. It is epidemic, and those numbers finally work, because the fact is, nobody can say it's genetic now when it's epidemic numbers. Nobody can say it's a childhood trauma now because they're epidemic numbers. The good news is you can reverse a lifestyle that isn't working. The good news is I am here live. Go to SusanPowderOnline.com. We'll talk. The good news is shows like this exist. And the great news is it's global now. And there is an enormous opportunity to get as lean, as strong, as healthy, and as well as you want to get. It is simple. I wish I had this when I was 260 pounds in Garland, Texas, back in the day. I would have laid down and died for this. So get lean, strong, healthy, and well. Change your life, and then get on with your life. It's just the foundational infrastructure that is so amazing. Then get on with your life. Done.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Susan Powder, for being on the show. Again, SusanPowderOnline.com. You can find a link to her site as well on my site, SpiritualShow.com. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank
you. Lovely, and really an absolute pleasure. And I'll tweet with you, darling. I'll see you on Twitter.
Awesome. Love you.
Thank you. Be well, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Scotty's Scenic Drive is up next. Thank you for being with me, and I'll see you next week.
Good boys, don't cry, don't cry!